Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Just months after election to Congress, Gates got down to business on medical marijuana reform, introducing H.R. 2020, which provides for the reclassification of marijuana to a Schedule III drug.
93% of Americans support the legalization of doctor-prescribed medical marijuana. 93%. But despite this widespread public support, marijuana remains classified as a Schedule I drug, the same as LSD or heroin. This harms low-income communities each year. It turns thousands of citizens into felons, and it punishes people who are sick and looking for medical help.
Gates introduced H.R. 2020 in the House in April of 2017. So far, it remains stuck in committee. In the past few months, Gates has put his efforts into expanding medical marijuana research. In October, he proposed such legislation as an amendment to a law enforcement bill, but dropped that approach in favor of a standalone measure. He's now preparing to introduce the Medical Marijuana Research Act of 2018. At recent roundtable discussions in the Pensacola area, Gates laid out the main provisions of the bill. First,
end the gag rule at the VA so that there can be honest consult.
As it stands now, doctors at the Department of Veterans Affairs cannot tell veterans seeking alternative treatment about federally approved medical marijuana clinical trials.
Second, to create more entities producing medical grade, research grade cannabis.
Currently, the University of Mississippi is the only entity authorized to manufacture medical marijuana in the U.S. The bill would end that monopoly and mandate approval of no less than 3 sanctioned producers.
And then finally, to allow entities that want to do research a safe harbor so that their other federal grants aren't impaired.
Congressman Gates says he discovered the need for that provision after the University of Florida rejected the idea of medical marijuana research because it would jeopardize $150 million in other federal research grants. In a frank discussion of the issue, veterans and their spouses told Gates about their need for medical marijuana for PTSD and other conditions and their obstacles to getting it, especially at the VA, since it remains illegal at the federal level. On that issue, Army veteran Michael Tabb suggested a unique workaround.
You set aside the legality of it within the confines of the VA. You start with us.
Tabb, a recovering alcoholic, says Gates should take a look at inpatient drug treatment programs, such as one he was in at the VA Medical Center in Biloxi. He says they provide the perfect setting for the VA to begin issuing medical marijuana as part of its own clinical trials.
Let's use this time that we have these vets, and there's no shortage of vets. There's waiting lists to get into this program. I waited a month to get into it myself. There's no shortage of vets. You got them sober. You got them clean. You got them where you want them. Introduce cannabis in a very controlled setting. I don't care if it's whole plant, if we're CBD, THC, whatever.
Navy veteran Mark Clark says he, too, is open to medical marijuana as an alternative to help treat his migraines. But he believes there's one huge hurdle.
Pharmaceutical people are involved in this so deep. They're in it so deep that they're not going to give this up so you can have something that takes money away from them.
Another hurdle to medical marijuana reform is the belief that legalizing medical marijuana will lead to full-on legalization of a substance viewed by some as a gateway drug. But Navy veteran Nancy Prevo, in describing her veteran husband's losing battle with cancer, says it's worth the risk.
It helped him. Cannabis helped him. You know, he had the pain. He couldn't eat. It hurt him to walk. It gave him those little bits of hope at the end of his life.
Although the medical marijuana research bill doesn't directly increase access, the congressman is being encouraged to pursue it concurrently with the proposed rescheduling of the drug and other aspects of reform. Gates pledged to keep working. However, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has advocated a federal crackdown on marijuana use in general, and Gates admits that trying to gain the support of his conservative colleagues in the House is an uphill battle.
See, I'm talking a lot of my fellow Republicans, frankly, and typically it's the ones that are, you know, 50 and older. What they've said to me is that, you know, they're just not willing to go there yet, and I'm doing my best to persuade him.
One positive is that Gates is getting support for a specific research bill from fellow Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee, including Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte from Virginia.
I believe that the committee should take steps to enable the research into the benefits that research might uncover for the chemicals that are contained in cannabis.
Although helping to draft the legislation, there's no guarantee that Goodlatte will support its passage. Regardless, many believe medical marijuana reform simply will not happen until there's a change in perception. If there is an awareness effort, veteran Mark Clark believes Gates already is well-positioned to lead it.
Your face is really recognizable all the time on Fox News. Put your case on TV.
No, that's a great point. They don't mind pointing the camera at me in Washington every once in a while. All right. Well, it's great to be on tonight to discuss Bob Mueller, but before doing that...
On a serious note, Gates says it might also help that he speaks to President Trump on a regular basis and has discussed the issue of medical marijuana with the president. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.